Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Discover gripping new detective drama, Mayor of Easttown, exclusively on Sky.
Well, we got news for you, Maria. At the end of your telly, there's going to be something special. But let's not talk about it just yet.
Oh, wow. I can't
wait. It's actually not as valuable anymore.
Dave's going to talk about Man United.
6-2! Okay, no, I won't. Let's talk about what else is on the telly.
So the Late Late Show have Noel Gallagher.
Oh.
He's one of my favourite people we've ever interviewed.
Yeah.
He just doesn't care. He just says it all. Bellex want to be on as well. And they'll have 6 fully vaccinated pensioners. It's their first time leaving the house after cocooning for 14 months.
Oh, stop laughing. No, I'm sorry.
Nice, Dave.
It is so nice, but it's also the most Irish lineup of guests ever. On the show tonight, Noel Gallagher, Bellex One, and 6 fully vaccinated pensioners.
In fairness, you wouldn't hear Graham Norton saying that.
No, you wouldn't. You're right.
But it's a different kind of show.
That's why I think
we should celebrate the Late Late Show, because no other country can do a show like that and just pivot from Noel Gallagher to pensioners.
Oh, that's great, Maria.
Then, Dave, I'm going to give you, right, because I need to rein you in on this.
Oh,
this
okay.
Is your favourite TV show is coming back. You can have 2 quotes from the TV show.
It's Popeye Partridge. Yeah.
So this time with Alan Partridge is on tonight at 9:30 on BBC One.
Yes.
Go.
Okay, so Alan Partridge is my favourite TV character of all time. He had a radio show, then a TV show that got canned because he shot a guest dead on the chat show couch. It was all fictional. Then he got a terrible radio show in Norfolk. Then he was on North Norfolk Digital. Then he eventually made it back to the BBC with his new TV show called This Time, which is kind of like one of those The One Show things where it's Alan and a girl, they host the show. And he says things on it like, don't drink raw eggs, be smart, be egg smart. So he's
in fact, Dave and I bonded over Alan Partridge. When we were put in a room together back in 2002, we didn't know what to say to each other. So then we both discovered a shared love of Alan Partridge. And so the bromance began.
It has kept us together all these years.
You're
daft racist.
I've never been welcomed into your Alan Partridge group.
Oh.
And all the almost 15 years of working with you.
Please come, Ray. We want everybody
so
to be here.
On the outside. No, I'm doing it out of protest now. I'm not watching him.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Who do you think you are?
Smell my cheese, you mother.
Okay, something a bit more to my liking then. The Beatles, 8 days a week, the touring years, is on Saturday at 10:10 on Sky Documentaries.
Which of the Beatles documentaries is this one?
The Ron Howard one.
Okay, okay. Because so Peter Jackson has one as well.
Yeah, but I don't think that's out yet.
Okay, no, I don't think it's out until later in the year, yeah.
Next one. So this is all restored footage from their first, like from their first tour right through to the last.
Oh, wow.
And it has, like, the talking heads, like Paul McCartney talking about his experiences and Ringo Starr, who is my favourite. And then there's other friends of the band, like Whoopi Goldberg and Elvis Costello and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely worth a watch. I just find them fascinating as a band anyway.
The Beatles.
I love their music.
Any documentary, I watch them all the time on Sky Arts, and they have the kind of random documentaries about sort of the Hollies and all these kinds of bands. But just to get that footage from the 60s and see what the whole behind the scenes tour was like back in those decades, the crazy fans and life without smartphones. Must have been so different, you know, to be able to get away with murder.
Not literally. although there was no.
Then 2 movies on Netflix this weekend. Things Heard and Seen is a new horror on Netflix from today.
Dermot's on out. He said horror.
Yeah, and there's a child in it.
Oh.
So it's definitely not for you. Amanda Seyfried, we watched it last night. It's kind of like a mix between The Shining and Amityville Horror.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
is it good?
It's a haunted house. I mean, it is good. It's definitely good. It's worth a watch. it's not as good as those two movies that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's worth a watch, definitely. Okay. And I like Amanda Seyfried. I think she's very good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. Then family one, The Mitchells versus The Machines. That's up on Netflix today. So it's the same people that brought us Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and the Lego movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's this is meant to be very, very good. So it's basically about it's animated. It's about a family called The Mitchells who have to save the world from a robot apocalypse. Olivia Colman does one of the voices in it.
Okay.
And Danny McBride, you like him as well, don't you?
Yeah, we love Danny McBride here. He's brilliant.
What does he do?
Yeah, Eastbound and Down, and there's loads of other stuff, but Eastbound and Down is the one that we absolutely love.
Is he Kenny Effin' Powers?
Yeah, Kenny Powers.
yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Can I make a recommendation, actually, because you kind of just sort of touched on the genre there, but anyone who's missing their kind of superhero content at the moment, realize that's hard to do because there's just so much superhero stuff around. But there's a show on Amazon Prime called Invincible, and it's an animated adult superhero show. And it's kind of reminiscent of sort of Saturday morning cartoons when you were a kid. That some of the animation is a little bit like that. But actually, the storyline is brilliant. It's really watchable, and I'm actually quite hooked on it. I didn't think I would be hooked to like hour-long animated shows, but it's one that's kind of gone under the radar a little bit, but if you do have Prime...
What's it called again?
It's called Invincible.
Invincible. Right.
Is it family-like? You watch it with kids?
You watch most of the first episode thinking, oh, I'm going to show my kids this. This seems fine. And then the last few minutes of episode one, you're like, oh God, no. No, no. Okay. No, this is for adults. La, la, la. So... It's definitely not one for the kids.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
All right, Maria, thank you as always. But before you go, right, you know the way we sing your jingle in and we sing your jingle out?
Yeah.
We're going to have your jingle out. And then, Maria, we're going to play the actual Blondie song where she sings about Maria, except we demand that everyone in the nation has to sing along with the Maria lyrics and not the traditional Blondie lyrics.
What's on the TV? Yeah. In fact, anytime anyone hears this, we always get loads of messages from people saying, hey, there's some band called Blondie have absolutely ripped off your Maria's telly jingle. They were there first.
Yeah, so we'll play that. Maria, thank you as always. Have a great bank holiday weekend. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.